Dr. Annette Mercantat. She's on the line with us right now. Dr. Mercantat, good morning.
Hi, good morning, Paul. Good morning.
It has been a couple of weeks since we've talked, and boy, a lot has happened since then. Stores have reopened, restaurants have reopened, you can go get a haircut. What are your thoughts
feels
on
good,
all the
don't it?
Reopening and re-engaging we're doing?
Obviously it feels good. Everybody has been tired of being shut down, but I just, I feel like a broken record, but I just want to say again, it's not over. The virus is still with us, and if we want to stay open, we have to do certain things. We have to wear a mask. We have to stay distant. We have to be very conscientious about staying home if we're not sick. There's no question this virus is still here, and there's no question it spreads by direct respiratory air, right? Respiratory droplets, meaning when you breathe, it comes out of your mouth. So I know there's been a lot of, a lot of back and forth about masks and do they work and they work, but they will help, and they're not a guarantee, but they will help. And when people go to a restaurant, it's really smart to wear your mask as you walk through the restaurant. You know, you get to your table, you can take your mask off. I know you can't eat with your mask on, but I see more and more, as I'm sure everybody else does, people not wearing masks at all. And I can tell you what that does is that it makes people who are fearful and who are reluctant to go out even more reluctant. So if you really want to see things open up, the positive impact for the economy is for people to wear masks. And if you don't want to do it for health sake, for compassion for your other fellow human being, do it for your business owners, because their businesses will do better if the people in their businesses are wearing masks. I know that you might argue with that, but I can tell you when the disease starts to increase, we will all be looking at that and going, okay, where can I go safely, or at least more safely? And if I walk into a business and nobody's wearing a mask, I'm going to turn around and walk right back out. I think there's a lot of people who feel that way. So it's just something to consider. It's pretty important, pretty important.
There are states that have reopened that are now having to close back up, Florida being among them. What are some concerns here in Michigan to make sure that we don't have to close things back down?
It's a virus. It's a virus. It doesn't care what state you live in. It doesn't care what your political leanings are. It doesn't care what you believe in. It's a virus. And so it functions purely on a mechanical basis. It hitches a ride on air, on respiratory particles that gets into your body and infects you. 22 states now are seeing increasing rates, 22 states. Michigan, fortunately, knock on wood, is still one of the ones that is seeing a decrease rate. But, you know, you see a pendulum, right? You see the ones that started out high are coming down, because I think partly people learn their lesson and they work real hard to control it. And then you see the ones that weren't really paying much attention. Now they're going up. I think this is a seesaw. We're going to see, I think we're going to see it. I don't say see it over and over again. I hope that's not true, but it's possible. You know, it's possible we'll see this go up and down. Every time it starts to go up, we clamor to clamp it back down. I mean, there's no question what made it go down was our behavior. It wasn't the virus that went away or mutated or changed in some way. Our behavior changed. And when our behavior changes, the impact of the virus will change. So that's what we have to control, and that's what we have to think about as we move forward. And I think the data will help us. I should throw in there, people may know that, you know, we're no longer sending out those daily updates in social media, but the daily updates exist. They are still on our dashboard, on our webpage, scchealth.co. So every day we're still updating the data. But, you know, with only a few numbers off here and there changing from day to day, it's much more impactful to look at the weekly averages. We've been talking about that for a while. We're also going to start reporting on where rates are going up outside of St. Clair, right? So if they're starting to creep up in a part of Michigan, we'll try and capture that and report on that, and certainly what states are going up. So if you decide to travel this summer, that should be on your mind. If you're traveling somewhere, check it out and try and find out if they have rates that are going up, and be particularly cautious then when you go to those places. And if you come back from those places, consider quarantining for a little while. You know, that still makes a big difference. Staying home 14 days after exposure ensures that you're not spreading it to other people. So those are the kinds of things people need to think about moving through the summer.
So here's the million-dollar question, Annette. How long are we going to have to live like this? How long are we going to have to keep doing this?
Oh, Paul, I wish I had a silver, a crystal ball.
Yeah.
You know, scientists have been looking at this. You look at historically the 1918 flu epidemic. That went on for 2 years, almost 2 years. It's certainly not going to be done this fall. I keep hoping that a year or so from now, we'll be looking back and going, okay, and maybe cautiously looking back. Viruses like this sometimes don't go away. They just kind of seasonally trend in and out. And until we have a vaccine or some way of protecting ourselves, we're going to be just really at the mercy of what the virus does naturally. How it ebbs and flows, the way viruses do. So I would be speaking in a matter of a year or more if I had to make an estimate, but please don't hold me to that.
No, of course not. Of course not. I only ask the question because it's the one that everybody's asking. How much longer? When do we get to
go back
to normal?
I think a better answer is how resilient are we, and how do we adjust as human beings?
Right.
Come on. You know, if you study history at all or medicine, you know that pandemics and epidemics have been a part of human beings' existence from the beginning of time. Now, before we had vaccines, we and sewers and antibiotics, we had epidemics like this regularly, and it was just part of our understanding of life. Now, it was difficult. And we had tragic loss of lives, but it didn't shut us down as human beings. We carried on, we lived our lives, we found solutions, and we moved on. So I think rather than wanting this to go away, we need to think about this as a learning curve and just a way of moving forward. This is just a bump in the road, and it's a natural bump in the road. This is a bump in the road we've experienced as human beings forever. So let's move on. Let's get on with it. And I think we have to be realistic about that.
Do you feel like St. Clair County has done a pretty good job battling coronavirus?
I think we've done an excellent job. I think partly we've been lucky as heck, right? We were right there at the brink of southeastern Michigan, and it just kind of dissipated. I think the timing of the shutdown was just for us was perfect. I think St. Clair County works great together. Our leadership, our community, really works well together. We have good communication. So I would give us a B+. When I walk into certain stores and see nobody wearing masks, it concerns me. I think we could do a better job individually making choices to protect each other. So maybe that would give us a B. But, yeah, I think St. Clair County, and I certainly want hats off to our business owners. And I can tell you people have been working really hard on this and taking it very seriously. And that's a huge plus.
Yeah, I'm right there with you, Annette. I see some stores and places where people aren't wearing masks, and I cringe a little bit. I've seen some stores and businesses that have really done an excellent job, though, at making sure that they've, taken everything into consideration in terms of safety. It's been pretty impressive.
Yeah, it really is. And I know I want to say it's a hardship. It's a change, and change is hard, and it's hard for us to be uncomfortable. Masks can be uncomfortable. But I do think it makes us, you know, I always say what doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
And
in this sense, I do think responding to this virus will make us stronger as a community. And, you know, our immune systems are going to fight back. And we just got to protect the people who are most vulnerable and understand that there's going to be some collateral damage. And we want to do everything we can to prevent that and protect that.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Annette, always appreciate your time. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We'll talk again soon.